Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins, and many other fine pharmaceutical products present Just Plain Bill. Now, Just Plain Bill. The story of a man who might be living right next door to you. The real-life story of people just like people we all know. Probably you ladies are making your plans for the weekend shopping. You're making a shopping list for all the things you'll need for the coming weekend. So let me suggest something else to put on that shopping list. Alka-Seltzer. You may want Alka-Seltzer on hand during the weekend, or any time for that matter. And it's a good idea to keep some on hand always. You never know when an unpleasant headache will come along to spoil your work or your fun. And Alka-Seltzer is first aid for a headache. Its highly effective, fast-acting pain reliever comes to you in a sparkling, bubbling solution of controlled effervescence that looks inviting, tastes refreshing, and brings wonderfully fast relief for the pain of a headache. So, before you forget it, add Alka-Seltzer to your shopping list right now. You can get Alka-Seltzer at any drug counter. Now, Just Plain Bill. Bill Davidson is making the most desperate fight of his life to save his innocent daughter, Nancy Donovan, who is on trial for murder. The murder of Thelma Nelson, who was trying to trap Bill into marrying her and who was mysteriously shot to death during a quarrel with Nancy. But at the end of the first week of Nancy's trial, the evidence has mounted steadily against Nancy. And we heard her cry.
Daddy Bill, they're lies. Lies. I never threatened Thelma Nelson. I never touched a gun. I didn't kill Thelma, Daddy. Where do these lies come from?
From just one person, Nancy. The murderer, whoever he is.
But Daddy, can't you stop these lies?
We're going to, Nancy.
But how?
By finding the real murderer.
But you've got to hurry, Daddy. Hurry, it'll be too late.
Meanwhile, on the other side of town, the sinister big boss, who is responsible for the murder and who has framed Nancy to save himself, relaxes in his luxurious hotel suite, sure now that he is safe. We find him at his desk as the telephone rings.
Hello?
Yes?
Carter, where are you?
What?
What?
Why would Bill Davidson do a thing like that? Oh, there's some trick to it. Yeah, I'll put Rose on it right away. Stay where you are. Bye.
You rang for me, boss?
Shut the door, Rose.
What's up?
Carter just called.
Yeah?
He's out at Hampton House, you know. That's Peter DiCampin's big barn of a place. He found a way to get in, and he overheard Peter and Bill Davidson talking.
So what?
Don't act bored with me, Rose. We're not off the hook yet, and we won't be until Nancy's convicted of the murder we committed. Convicted and sent to the chair.
I thought you had everything in the bag. What's happened, boss?
You know Peter DiCampin's a smart operator and probably the best trial lawyer in the country.
I know.
But so far, he's been sitting on his hands in court, doing nothing. I don't like it. Now he and Bill have cooked up something.
What, boss?
Carter says they've arranged to take the jury out to Bill's house, the scene of the murder.
Well, you might have expected that.
But that's for the prosecution to do, not the defense. Peter's got something on his mind, Rose.
Will Nancy Donovan go with them?
That's what I want you to find out. I want you to be at Bill's house this afternoon.
Boy, that's not smart. Peter DiCampin already suspects I have something to do with this job.
Let him suspect it. I've got to know what goes on in that house of Bill Davidson's this afternoon.
Then why don't you go yourself, boss? Nobody suspects you. You've been posing as a respectable businessman and Thelma Nelson's dear old family friend. Why don't you go?
You're refusing to carry out an order, Rose?
You bet I'm refusing, boss. I'm scared.
In that case, I shall be forced to telephone my friend, Detective Ryan, and tell him, to my sorrow, I've learned that Carter committed the murder of Thelma Nelson, and you helped him.
What? You wouldn't dare. We acted on your orders, boss.
You'd have difficulty proving that, either of you.
Why, I
know Carter's nuts about you. That's how I got him to come back to Hartville. He knew you were here. Even that cold killer has a weak spot, and that's you, Rose. So if my plan to make Nancy take the blame for this murder doesn't work, plan B would be to turn you and Carter in. By the time the police got through talking to you, I'd be in South America.
You don't mean that.
Don't I? Rose, I advise you to be at Bill Davidson's house this afternoon, as I ordered, and keep an eye on Peter Dyke Hampton.
Later in the day, three automobiles drive up and stop in front of the pleasant white house that has been home to Bill Davidson and his daughter Nancy and her husband Carrie. But now the house is empty. In the front car, Nancy sits between her father Bill and her lawyer, Peter Dyke Hampton. As the car stops, Nancy says,
Daddy, I can't go through with this.
Nancy, you've already gone through a great deal worse.
I had to come back here to my home. Watch all those strangers, watch that jury go through my house and talk about me as a murderer. Peter, why have you done it?
Now we're here, I'll tell you, Nancy. For the jury, I want to reenact with you in the garden the whole scene of the murder.
Peter, I can't.
Nancy, this is for your sake.
But do I have to talk about the murder in front of all of them, Daddy?
No, Nancy. This is what we've planned. The jury will want to see the house. Well, I'm going to take them through. Carrie is joining me. It's only a small house, so everybody won't get in at once. But the jury will. And that will leave you and Peter for a few minutes in the garden.
Where Thelma Nelson was shot that night.
Exactly, Nancy. During those few minutes, I hope you'll tell me everything you remember.
But I've told you, Peter. I've told the police over and over and over again.
But you haven't, Nancy.
Do you think I've lied?
No, you haven't lied, and you haven't deliberately held anything back. But you haven't told us anything. Your father and I are hoping that in the few minutes you and I are alone in that garden, something will come back to you. Something that may give us some clue.
I see.
Of course you do, Nancy. Now you understand there's nothing to worry about or be afraid of. I'll keep the jury busy, and you and Peter will just have a little talk in the garden. Will you do it?
I'll try.
Good girl. Oh, come on. The other cars are here. The jury's piling out.
Look, people are gathering.
Well, this is our street, Nancy. People here have known us a long time. Oh, they may be curious, but they don't want to hurt us. Just remember that. Now I'll leave you both. Good luck.
You must think I'm an awful sissy, Peter.
I think you're the bravest girl I ever knew, Nancy.
Thank you, Peter.
And the loveliest. Come on. The jury's out of their cars.
Nice of Detective Ryan at least not to put handcuffs on me for this trip.
Nancy, you're no criminal. In his heart, Detective Ryan knows that. But nobody can do anything against the fake evidence that's coming out in court. That's why we're going to go beyond the evidence and find the criminal.
Peter.
What is it?
Look there, that little crowd that's gathering on the sidewalk.
Oh, what about it?
There's Rose Delmar. Rose! Oh, Rose!
Wait. Where is she?
I don't see her now. I know she was there. I'm sure of it.
I'll find her.
Oh, no, Peter. Don't attract attention.
If Rose Delmar is here, she's here because she's heard about this plan.
Oh, Peter, do you still think Rose Delmar has something to do with Thelma Nelson's murder?
I'm sure of it. I can't prove a thing, but I'm sure of it. And if Rose is here this afternoon, then somebody is working with her. Somebody who knows what we're doing.
Why do you jump to that conclusion?
This was a secret between your father, Bill Davidson, and me until the cars left the courthouse this afternoon.
Peter, you haven't a shred of evidence against Rose, not one. Rose has been a wonderful friend to me, and I can't let you accuse her.
Not even to save your life, Nancy?
Peter, no one knows better than I do at this moment what a false accusation means. No, I won't even let you think of Rose until you have some proof. Come on, Peter. Let's get this ordeal over with. Oh, look, Mr. Benson, the prosecutor's signaling you. Jury's going into the house.
Oh. All right, Mr. Benson, we're coming. Now, Nancy, just stay with me. Now, no, slow up, Nancy. Walk slowly until everybody's gone inside.
Where do you want me to go, Peter?
Follow me. We'll just drop behind and into the side of the garden. The crowd on the street can't see you here. Here, by those bushes, Nancy.
Now, what do you want me to do, Peter?
All right, I want you to stand exactly where you stood the evening Thelma Nelson was murdered.
I was standing here.
Facing the bushes?
Yes. I could just see the new evening star over the trees. Then the mist began to come up.
And where was Thelma Nelson standing?
Mrs. Nelson was facing me with her back to the bushes.
Ah, yes. Yes, Nancy. And you and Thelma were quarreling.
Yes. I was here, and Mrs. Nelson was very close facing me.
Ah, but when Mrs. Nelson fell from the shot, she fell on that side of you.
Yes, but she had grabbed at me. That's it, she grabbed at me just before the bullet struck her.
She grabbed at you, Nancy. Well, why did she grab at you?
I had something. Yes, that was it. I had something she wanted. Something she was afraid of.
What was it, Nancy? What was it?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Try to remember. What was Thelma Nelson afraid of?
I don't know, Peter. I don't know what it was. It was something that I'd never seen before.
In a moment, we'll return to our story of Just Plain Bill.
Say, Fred Collins, how well do you know your ABCs?
Why, shucks, when I was a kid, I could recite them backwards, forwards, and upside down.
Oh, no, silly. I mean the ABCs for cold relief.
Oh, well, just try me.
All right. A.
Alka-Seltzer, to relieve the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold.
B.
Be wise. Get plenty of rest. Avoid drafts and watch your diet.
And C.
Comfort your throat with Alka-Seltzer. Dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and see what a soothing gargle it makes for a raw and irritated throat.
Yes, and don't forget, gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to taste, too. Doesn't taste at all like medicine.
That's right, folks. Get Alka-Seltzer at your drug counter. And next time a cold comes your way, take Alka-Seltzer to help you feel better while you're getting better. Now, let's return to our story of Just Plain Bill. Peter Dyke Hampton, the brilliant trial lawyer Bill Davidson has brought in to help free Nancy of the murder charge, is trying desperately to force Nancy to recreate the scene in which Thelma Nelson was murdered. And Nancy says...
Yes, Peter, I know now. I was holding something Thelma Nelson wanted to take from me. It was a box. A mysterious box.
Go on, Nancy, go on. We have only a few minutes left here in the garden. What did Thelma Nelson want to take from you? Nancy, tell me. It might save your life. One of the common causes of a below-par pepless feeling is a vitamin shortage. Avoid a vitamin shortage by taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day multiples supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. They're easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And they include vitamin B12. And here's something mighty important. When you buy one of the larger-sized packages, one-a-day vitamins cost you less than 3 cents a day to take. Get a package from your drugstore and try them. Be sure you ask for them by name. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one. Just Plain Bill is from the original radio play by Frank and Ann Hummer and produced under their supervision. Dialogue by Marion Scott. Directed by Blair Walliser. Arthur Hughes plays the role of Just Plain Bill. Your announcer is Fred Collins. Be sure to listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at this same time Monday.